Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You ready to get into some more fascinating stuff with me?
Always. What are we looking at today?
Today we're going to be diving into this book called Crafting Compelling Ad Copy.
Interesting. What's the main idea?
Well, it's all about how to write ads that really grab attention and get people clicking.
Ah, the psychology of persuasion.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty amazing how much thought goes into those little messages we see every day.
It's true. Once you start to understand the techniques, you see them everywhere. And honestly, sometimes it can be a little bit creepy, right? Like, do they know me that well?
Totally. Like, how do they know? I was just thinking about buying a new pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the first big takeaway from the book is something that seems pretty basic, but I think a lot of companies get wrong.
And that is?
Knowing your audience. I mean, it sounds obvious, right?
Yeah.
But think about how many times you've seen an ad that's just completely irrelevant to you. Like, why are they showing me an ad for diapers? I don't even have kids.
Right. It's like they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Exactly. So the book talks about this concept called buyer personas.
Buyer personas. I've heard of those. Tell me more.
Well, it's basically like creating a detailed profile of your ideal customer.
So it's not just about demographics like their age or location, right?
Nope. It goes way deeper than that. You're trying to understand their interests, their values, their pain points, you know, what makes them tick.
So you can speak directly to their needs and desires.
Exactly. And the book gives some really cool examples of companies that are doing this really well.
Right.
Like Netflix.
Yeah.
They're masters of using data to personalize their ads.
Okay. In what way?
Well, they track everything you watch, what genres you like.
Yeah.
Even the time of day you're most active on the platform. Then they use that info to create ads that are super tailored to you. It's like they're reading your mind.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. It's like one minute I'm watching a documentary about penguins, and the next minute I'm seeing ads for Antarctic cruises.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Mm. It can be a little creepy, but it's undeniably effective.
Definitely effective. What about other companies? Any other good examples come to mind?
Well, of course, we can't talk about targeted advertising without mentioning Amazon.
Oh, Amazon, the king of recommendations.
They are masters of something called behavioral targeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically where they track literally everything you do on their site, like what you've bought, what you've looked at, even what you've left in your cart.
I'm guilty of that, adding things to my cart and then getting distracted.
Me too. But then, like magic, ads for those exact items start popping up everywhere you go online. It's both impressive and a little unsettling at the same time.
It's like they have a sixth sense. Okay, so we've laid the groundwork by understanding our audience. What's next? What's the next key ingredient in a killer ad?
Well, once you know who you're talking to, you need to grab their attention.
Makes sense. And how do you do that?
The book says the headline is absolutely crucial. It's the first impression, the make or break moment, that determines whether someone's going to keep reading or just scroll right past.
So no pressure then. It's all writing on the headline.
Pretty much. The book talks about headlines needing to be concise, compelling, and relevant.
Concise, compelling, and relevant. Got it. Any more specific tips? Like, how do you make a headline truly stand out?
One thing they emphasize is to treat it like a newspaper headline. You want to convey the key message in as few words as possible. Ideally, no more than 6 to 8 words.
6 to 8 words. Okay, I'm taking notes.
You should also try to use strong verbs and numbers to create a sense of urgency or impact. And of course, make sure it's directly relevant to your audience and what you're selling.
Got it. So it's not just about being clever or catchy. It's about being clear and targeted.
Right. It's about understanding what will resonate with your specific audience and making sure your headline speaks directly to their needs and desires.
Makes sense. The book mentions Apple and Nike as examples, right?
Yeah.
How do those companies approach headlines?
Yeah. And it's actually a really interesting contrast. Apple, they're all about simplicity and clarity. Mm. Their headlines are often super minimalist, like little haiku poems almost. Mm. They just focus on the core value proposition of the product.
Like,
like think different, or the best camera is the one that's always with you.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Simple but powerful. What about Nike? How are they different?
Well, Nike is all about emotion and storytelling. Their headlines often evoke a sense of aspiration, determination, or belonging. They want you to feel something, not just buy a product.
So less focus on features, more on the feeling.
Exactly. Think about their iconic tagline, just do it. It's not about the shoes. It's about pushing your limits and achieving your goals.
Yeah, that's true. So which approach is better?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Mm-hmm. And the book says there's no one-size-fits-all answer. The most effective approach depends on the brand, the product, and the target audience.
Okay, makes sense. You've got to consider all the factors. So let's say we've got a killer headline that's going to grab attention. What's next? How do we actually persuade someone to buy something?
Well, now we've got to dive into the art of persuasive writing.
That's where the real magic happens, right?
Exactly. And that's what we'll be exploring in our next deep dive session. All right, so we're back and ready to dive into the nitty-gritty of persuasive writing.
This is where we really get into the psychology of how to make those words work their magic.
Absolutely. And one of the key insights the book shares is to focus on benefits, not just features.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Benefits, not features.
It's easy to say, but sometimes harder to put into practice.
Yeah, totally.
Like, for example, instead of saying, this vacuum cleaner has 2,000 watts of power,
you'd say something like, effortlessly remove even the most stubborn pet hair.
Yeah. You're painting a picture, right?
Yeah.
Of how the product is going to make their life better.
Exactly. You're not just listing specs. You're speaking to their desires and motivations.
It's like, imagine reading an ingredient list versus watching a delicious meal being prepared, right?
Oh, I like that analogy.
One is just information. The other makes you hungry. And the book highlights another really powerful persuasive technique.
What's that?
Creating urgency.
Oh, yeah. The classic limited time offer.
Guilty as charged. I fall for those all the time.
We all do. It's that fear of missing out, you know? FOMO.
FOMO. It gets me every time.
Phrases like act now or limited quantities available really tap into that feeling of needing to jump on the deal before it's gone.
Just like, oh, no. Got to get it now or I'll regret it later.
Exactly. And the book gives some great examples of companies that are masters of persuasive copy.
Okay, look, who?
Well, they talk about Coca-Cola a lot.
Coke? Really?
They're masters of storytelling. Think about those classic Coke ads. They rarely even focus on the drink itself.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all about evoking feelings of happiness, togetherness, nostalgia, like those polar bear ads or the ones with a diverse group of friends sharing a Coke.
They're selling an experience, right? A feeling.
Exactly. They're connecting with our emotions and aspirations. And then you have a company like Google.
Google, okay. What's their approach?
Well, they're all about data-driven insights. They're using all that information they gather about our search history and online behavior to tailor their ads.
Oh, yeah. Google definitely knows a lot about us.
They analyze trends and user behavior to create ads that are super targeted and incredibly effective.
It's a little unnerving sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like one time I was searching for information about gardening and then bam, suddenly I'm seeing ads for gardening tools everywhere I go online.
It's like they're reading your mind. But hey, sometimes it's helpful though, right? It can introduce you to things you didn't even know you needed.
That's true. Okay, so we've talked about understanding your audience, crafting a compelling headline, and using persuasive language. But there's one more crucial element we need to cover.
And what's that?
Clarity and readability. In today's world, attention spans are shorter than ever.
True. Very true.
If your ad copy is too long or too complicated, people are just going to tune out.
It'll scroll right past.
Exactly. The book really stresses the importance of getting to the point quickly and using clear, concise language.
No jargon or overly technical terms.
No one wants to feel like they're reading a textbook, right?
Definitely not. It should be easy to digest.
I mean, don't underestimate the power of formatting. Things like short paragraphs, bullet points, subheadings can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. It's all about making the information visually appealing and easy to scan.
Like you're guiding the reader through the message, right?
Right. And don't forget about white space.
White space.
Yeah. Using white space strategically can make the text feel less overwhelming and draw attention to those key points.
Huh. I never really thought about white space as a persuasive element. Any companies doing this well?
Oh, tons of them. But the book specifically mentions Microsoft and Starbucks.
Okay, let's start with Microsoft. What are they doing?
They're all about accessibility. They prioritize plain language and inclusive design principles, making sure their message is understood by everyone, no matter their technical expertise.
That makes sense, considering the wide range of products they offer. What about Starbucks? What's their approach?
They're great at incorporating visuals to enhance readability and really reinforce their brand messaging.
It's like they're creating a whole mood, right? Yeah. A feeling.
Yeah. Think about those seasonal drink promotions. They always use beautiful photography and design elements to create that visual feast.
It's true. They make you crave that pumpkin spice latte, even if it's the middle of summer.
Exactly. So all these formatting choices, do they really have that much of an impact on us as consumers?
Oh, I think so. We're visual creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
A well-designed ad can really make a difference. It can grab your attention, create a positive emotional response, and ultimately make you more likely to engage with the message.
It's like packaging. Sometimes I'll buy something just because the packaging is so beautiful.
Me too. I'm a sucker for good design. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from understanding your audience to crafting killer headlines to writing persuasive copy and making it all visually appealing.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. But what does this all mean for us, the everyday consumers who are constantly bombarded with ads?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that we don't have to be passive recipients of these messages.
We have a choice, right?
Absolutely. We can choose to engage with ads that resonate with us and ignore the ones that don't. We can use our purchasing power to support brands that align with our values.
It's about being an informed consumer.
Exactly. And as we become more aware of these techniques, we can start to see through the hype and make choices that are genuinely in our best interests.
So we're not just puppets being controlled by these marketing masterminds.
Not at all. We have the power to think critically and make our own decisions.
That's empowering. It's like learning a secret language, right?
Absolutely. You can decode the messages and understand the motivations behind them.
And that knowledge can be incredibly valuable, not just in the context of advertising, but in all aspects of our lives.
Ooh, I like that. Tell me more. It really makes you think, huh? Like maybe we're all kind of amateur advertisers in a way.
Oh, totally. Shaping messages to get our point across. Whether you're trying to convince your boss to give you a raise or talk your friends into trying that new restaurant downtown, we're using these principles all the time. Probably without even realizing it.
It's true. And that's what I find so fascinating about this whole deep dive. It's not just about selling products. It's really about the fundamentals of communication, right?
It is. It all comes back to human psychology and how we use language to connect and persuade. We've learned how words can inform and persuade and inspire. And hopefully by understanding these techniques, we can all be a bit more aware as we're bombarded with information every single day.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point. It's not just about ads. It's about all kinds of communication, right? News articles, social media posts, political speeches.
Yeah, even those everyday conversations we have.
Exactly. The more we understand these principles, the better we can decipher what's really being said.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us more control, right?
Totally. We can choose what to believe, what to support, and what actions to take, instead of just being swept along by the tide.
It's empowering, right? Like we're taking back some of that control. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I hope everyone listening feels like they've gained a new perspective on this whole world of communication.
Me too. And, you know, I think the journey of learning about persuasion and influence, it never really ends.
It's a lifelong pursuit.
It is. The world is full of messages vying for our attention, and it's up to us to decode them and figure out what resonates with us. So next time you see an ad that catches your eye, or hear a speech that moves you, or even just have a conversation that leaves you thinking, take a moment to analyze what's really going on.
What techniques are they using? How are they trying to connect with you? And most importantly, ask yourself, does this message align with my values? Do I believe what they're saying?
Those are great questions to keep in mind. It's all about being an active participant in the conversation, not just a passive listener. And that leads us to a final thought-provoking question I want to leave you with. We've seen how powerful these advertising strategies can be in influencing our choices as consumers.
Right. It's pretty mind-blowing.
So imagine the possibilities if we could harness that same power in other areas of our lives.
Interesting. Like how?
How can we apply these principles to our everyday interactions to communicate more effectively, to build stronger relationships, to make a positive impact on the world around us? It's a question worth pondering. So keep exploring those ideas. And until next time, happy communicating.